USA Radio News.
Vice President Kamala Harris awkwardly laughed Thursday when asked about the Ukrainian refugee crisis during a joint press conference with Poland's president.
Okay. A friend in need is a friend in need.
Harris did not commit the U.S. to accept a certain number of refugees, but she did say the U.S. would extend visas that would otherwise expire for Ukrainians. Federal officials are extending the requirement for masks on planes and public transportation through mid-April. TSA officials said the extra month will give the CDC more time to develop new targeted policies. The TSA enforces the mask rule, which extends to planes, buses, trains, and transit hubs. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, it's Wayne Allyn, and I want to tell you a real story. A husband and wife were driving home from dinner. While stopped at a light, they were suddenly surrounded by an angry mob. And the mob forced open the driver's side door, attempting to drag the husband from the car. But he reached for his Hero 2020 non-lethal weapon. He shot his attacker twice in the chest, unleashing a powerful chemical pepper irritant, forcing the attackers to back off, and the couple escaped safely. No bullets were fired, no lives were lost. I know how training and preparedness makes the difference. I've seen and reviewed many guns and self-defense products, and the Hero 2020 is one of the easiest to use, carry, and conceal. Plus, it saves lives. Hero 2020 is a high-powered, award-winning, non-lethal defender. That's why I have one in each of my cars and in multiple rooms of my home and office. To order your own Hero 2020, visit Hero2020.com. Use coupon code WAR for a special discount. Hero2020.com. That's Hero2020.com. State law restrictions may apply.
This year's flu vaccine is ineffective, according to the CDC. Reporter John Hunt explains.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention now says this season's flu vaccine offers very small protection against mild cases of influenza. Against the most common flu strains circulating this season, the flu shot only reduced a person's chance of getting a mild case by 16%, which is considered not statistically significant, according to the CDC authors of the study, though the shots could offer some minor protection against more severe illness.
Meta platforms will allow Facebook and Instagram users in some countries to call for violence against Russia and its soldiers in the context of the Ukrainian invasion. This, according to internal emails seen by Reuters, it's a temporary change to the company's hate speech policy, which also will allow posts that call for the death of Russian President Vladimir Putin. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Pump up the volume on your published book. Audiobooks generate new readers who love the storytelling format. We all have active multitasking lives now. With audiobooks, we can enjoy your book anywhere, anytime. Earn more profits. Tell your story to a new audience. Call Audiobook Network for a free guide. Reproduce your audiobook with professional voice actors and engineers, and then sell your audiobook on Amazon, Audible, and Apple iTunes.
Call Audiobook Network at 800-495-1223. Call today, 800-495-1223.
A court order freezing up to $20 million in donations to the Freedom Convoy in Canada's capital has been extended until at least the end of March. The court received a rarely used form of an injunction sought by lawyers representing Ottawa residents and business owners who claim the truckers who demonstrated against the country's COVID-19 restrictions were disruptive. Here in the U.S., inflation keeps setting the wrong kind of records.
The Bureau of Labor Statistics is reporting inflation hit a 40-year high in February, largely driven by higher fuel prices. The Consumer Price Index jumped 7.9% on an annual basis. Financial guru Steve Forbes on Fox Business has an urgent message for President Biden.
Well, there are a lot of basic things he should do, starting by giving a green light for U.S. oil and gas production. Instead of this crazy war they're waging, we can increase production in the next few months by 1.5 million barrels a day. And that should be done. The Federal Reserve should stop their dithering about their balance sheet and start reining in the trillions of dollars that it excessively created. That's going to not only mean inflation in this year, but also in 2023.
From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Actor Jussie Smollett received his sentence Thursday for staging a hate crime, 150 days in jail. He'll also pay restitution. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.